This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky.
The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Where'd J.J. Barea get a player to win?
Well, the number four, a serviceable player.
Fitzpatrick.
I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm
going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers.
Duke.
Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315.
315, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Chilling.
And Mr. Charlotte Hornets Rugrats, BBB.
I got the keys, I got the keys, new bag alert. Nah. Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where your dreams can come true.
Where your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-Radio. Go CSB.com.
That one was off right now.
They were a little late, but
sorry,
we are just receiving this breaking news.
Yeah, my phone
go
was
ahead
going
and drop that news for
yeah,
them.
I was getting ready to share that here,
please.
Dan Rooney passed away at age 84.
Owner
of the Pittsburgh
Steelers. Chairman. Pittsburgh Steelers. The rule to have to interview African American coaches.
No, that was named Art after Rooney. He's dead.
It's named after their family.
The right. Rooney Rule, which I think is a joke too, but
it is what it is. You know, at least they thought they were trying to do something, but you know that's a big loss
for
Pittsburgh.
The Rooneys actually did try to do stuff. They tried to really get. I mean, if you listen to the Rooney Rule when it was installed and stuff, he actually tried to push more diversity. In of the any owner in the league, he did it more than other ones. Let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
He tried, but he
was a great
missed.
Owner, and he owned, and their family has been great
Absolutely.
Owners, and they have a wonderful franchise. Man, Pittsburgh has done it right for a while.
Mm.
He will be missed,
yeah, definitely. But RMP definitely to Mr. Rooney and his family. Let's get into today's show. We're going to go into – we got two words. We got Bon Voyage. We got some baseball talk. We even got NHL. I know you guys are excited for Stanley Cup.
I told you yesterday, the other day on Facebook.
Minutes watched.
Luckily this year we don't have a bet going against another sports team.
Well, we would not have got our dues paid anyway.
You're right, but we have won the last 2 years when we had this bet going, Scott Ely.
Unpaid dues still out there.
Scott came in. Scott came in and was on the show.
He didn't say we were the best damn show ever.
I thought he did.
And that the Scott and Tortoise show sucks. The Scooter and Tortoise show sucks. He didn't say that like he was supposed to.
That's very true.
You owe dues unpaid, my friend.
He did get out of that. I will say that. He did get out of that, which he'll have to come on and do that. But we do have – we're going to talk about NHL briefly. Ain't going to spend a lot of time on it. But first, let's get into our Sunshine Players of the Week.
Flip.
Do y'all remember
Flip.
Song?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A little Sunshine, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be our Sunshine Players of the Week.
This was his hit, and he disappeared.
All right. Y'all got any Players of the Week?
Hope Solo, thanks for the pick. Shouting out our sports show. Got mad love for you. Keep doing what y'all
Hope
doing.
Hope Solo.
Pay the women soccer players the same way y'all pay the men soccer players. They have a much better product and they're a better team. Please.
Hope Solo.
That's what I was saying.
What are you talking about, Hope Solo? Where's she coming from?
Hope Solo, my new side chick. You didn't see my pic I posted.
Any more Sunshine? Or was that it?
That's it.
All right. Rangers outfielder Nomar Mazara, AL, and Marlins catcher JT Wamoto, NL. Players of the Week this week for Major League Baseball first weekend. D'Angelo Russell dedicates game-winning shot to his grandmother who died on Saturday. We make fun of D'Angelo, but, you know. Sergio Garcia winning his first major, and it is the Masters. Russell Westbrook hit the game winner versus the Nuggets to finish the game with 50 points, 16 rebounds, 10 assists. He also broke the record for triple-doubles in a season.
And the thing about that shot knocked the Nuggets out of the playoffs.
Right?
I know. That was a big shot.
When he hit that, I posted the video. Bleacher Report put it up. Thanks for the show report. Like, that's it, man. That's the MVP. That's the MVP signature moment. Yeah. If you're looking for a signature moment, there it is.
The beard.
The beard. No, dude. Come on.
Signature moment. Where's your signature moment, beard?
All right. Hold on a second. Anybody that picks a triple double.
Eight more wins.
That's not MVP, though. You look at triple double. He broke a 55-year-old record. All right, that's MVP right there.
We'll see.
No, it is, dude. Come on. I like what Harden's done, though. Daniel Cormier retains light heavyweight title by second-round RNC. What's the RNC?
Rear naked choke.
Okay. Dame Lillard sets a new career high in franchise record 59 points last week, and they were going to sweep the Warriors. Not kidding.
He said six games. Yeah. He gave the Warriors two.
I love how you said it. Gave the Warriors two. Yasiel Puig hitting two homers versus the Padres last week. Anything since. Jock Peterson hit a grand slam. Ain't done nothing since.
4-0 right now.
Yep. Will Myers hits for second cycle in San Diego history. George Springer, the Astro, becomes first player in Major League history with four leadoff home runs in club's first nine games. Henrik Lundqvist records his 10th career playoff shutout to pass Mike Richter for most in Rangers history. And lastly, Cristiano Ronaldo scored his 100th European goal. That's it for my players of the week.
I thought it was his 500th goal.
Oh, it said European.
Euro.
It was his European league. So
I was watching that game yesterday. Shout out to the guy who's getting opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to kick goals because they don't want to give anybody else any opportunities to make goals.
Hey, he's the best player in the world.
Come on, man. He only played by the net. He don't have to play any defense. He don't run down the field. He's
get the ball to me.
Sounds familiar, don't it?
Yeah, it sounds like Tony Romo.
Right. Well, let's move on. Let's go into Rocky Travels. You know, I got some food to talk about. It's time for Traveling with Rocky. You just like my train.
Yeah.
Choo choo. All right, moving on. First stop is Coors Field. Apple pie nachos, cinnamon sugar chips topped with apple pie filling.
Is that cheese on there, too?
Yep, cheddar cheese, whipped cream, and caramel topping.
That looks delicious,
man. No, it does.
It looks delicious.
I'll give it a try. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
We ain't trying to spam again. The next one is the Poor Pork Patty Melt, Kauffman Stadium. Funnel cake, barbecue poor pork, fried onion, shredded cheddar, Monterey Jack cheese, bacon, and jalapeno pepper on a skewer.
Did you have that?
No, I have not. That's at Kansas City. I go to Kansas City, I'll have it. Trust me. I go to these ballparks, I'll have them. The next one, Surf and Turf Kebab, Fenway Park. Skewered shrimp, lightly marinated steak tips, and fresh green and red peppers served on a long roll. I will tell you, if you ever get to Boston, have some of the lobster rolls and stuff. They're great.
I'll be in there with my Yankee fitted on.
And the last one,
will not step in the city of Boston.
Bow to the Pork, Wrigley Field.
Oh, my God.
Pork shoulder topped with pickled medallion and carrot, cucumber, and jalapeno relish, and an Asian plum sauce on steamed beige bow bun. Anyway, that's my Rocky Travels for this week. Moving to the next baseball subject real fast. MLB USA Baseball launched Trailblazer Series, a first-of-its-kind girls baseball tournament. Good for Major League Baseball and Team USA.
They need to do something because nobody's watching baseball right now. The interest in baseball is...
Nobody's watching women's soccer, really.
Oh, shoot. I'm watching.
Yeah. Let's hope Solo playing.
Not anymore. No, she ain't playing anymore anyway. She's done.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the first week in baseball real fast? Have y'all watched any games whatsoever?
I've been watching teams that are supposed to be winning are winning. Teams that are sucking. The Boston Red Sox, though, haven't been as impressive as they should be.
They looked good the other night. Chris Sale pitched, but besides Sale, they've struggled. The Mets are for real, I think. They hit 7 homers the other night against the Phillies. And I love the way Jonas had 3 homers that game. The Nats are playing good. The Cubs and Dodgers are going to be good. Both of them are having a big series right now. You said it's 4-0.
4-0 in the top of the 7. The Dodgers just got a man on.
So
no outs.
Cubs or Dodgers?
Cubs, 4-0.
Ah, shucks. All right. Well, Dodgers won last night. Cubs won the first game of the series. The Reds are enjoying their best start since 1990, and homers are flying, dude. The homers have been hit everywhere.
They are up.
If you didn't see, Stanton hit 2 last night. He hit 1 so bad the guy jumped in the pool to go get it.
Like, the Yankees, we started rough. We were like 1-4. Right now we're sitting at 4-4, a couple wins in a row. The Rays, good thing we've been playing the Rays. The Rays, we've been eating the Rays alive. Come on, Yankees. We just got to maintain. We have a good team. We have a lot of young talent, man. They get hot. They can put a string of runs together. And when they get Gary Sanchez back, they'll be just that much better.
Problem with y'all pitching.
Yeah. Starting pitching is, yeah. I mean, we threw Montgomery out there, Ty Montgomery out there yesterday, and we were crossing our fingers. And Ricky Weeks took him deep in the first inning, crushed one off him. He actually got almost 6 innings in. So, and we were able to come back and put some runs together.
So, yeah, definitely. But baseball is going to be, you know, I've been watching MLB TV is the best thing ever. Yeah, you watch 4 games at once.
I just got the regular MLB station, but they show live games all the time.
Yeah.
So, I am not mad at that.
No, I wouldn't be. NFL coming up. NFL draft's coming up in 2 weeks. We won't have a show next week, but we'll do a draft the next week before the actual draft.
And we're going to do a video for Rock doing these donuts because we're going to have to edit it. Because I just don't think he can do it, guys.
Oh, I can eat. Don't worry. As a matter of fact, I'm going on vacation this week. I'm going to get ready for it.
Well, you better stock up.
I'm going to be fun. I'll be fun. I'm going to be like, no, I ain't going to say that. I'll stop. NFL finding players who participate in Las Vegas arm wrestling event.
NFL, stop. Y'all are getting on my nerves. That is ridiculous.
What do you mean NFL? That's players, ridiculous. Why are you in the arm wrestling event?
Why not be in the arm wrestling event?
Because you are prohibited to be in anything outside NFL.
That's ridiculous, man. How? I saw that movie Over Ridiculous. The Top, and I was inspired. I wanted to be in that the arm wrestling
it contest. Was, it was.
I will
it
tell
was.
You what's ridiculous. Sure. Stop seeing Gronkowski in WWE. That's ridiculous.
They haven't fined Rob Gronkowski for going out there and being in wrestling. You can get hurt in wrestling, too. Come on now. Yeah. Stop being so damn lopsided. I hate the NFL. Hate y'all guys.
Yeah, wow, man.
No fun league.
But come on, you might hurt your arm wrestling, you know.
If you feel something about the twitch, I'm sure you're going
there's
to pull
no,
up.
There's no Lincoln Hawk in this movie. In this,
well, everybody wants to be Lincoln Hawk.
Yeah, you do. All right. Falcons signed cornerback Desmond Trufant to a 5-year, $69 million extension with $42 million guaranteed.
Way to go, young man. Get paid.
Falcons, what are you doing, man?
They need to keep Seriously? Any good defensive pieces they
this
got.
This guy just was out the whole year, and you giving him an extension? I know you're trying to keep them together, but, man, you $42 million?
It's not 50.
No. Thank goodness. Yeah, we'll see. Moving to NHL, I know you guys can't wait. Do you got any more NFL talk you guys want to share? Any other news?
Just thank God it's the off season with all these damn arrests and stuff going on, man. It's just funny. Funny. The only thing I've heard is Adrian Peterson and the Saints seem like they're close to making a marriage happen. So we'll see.
Let go. That would be him and Mark Ingram.
Like, they need multiple backs. Like, AP is not an every down back anymore, and he's not a 250 touch back anymore. He's probably more like a 150, 175 touch back. And he still can't catch out the backfield.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah. We'll do some draft breakdowns coming up. I know the latest mock draft Michay came out with, he actually did the draft up for as if he was a GM. He had Fournette still going to Carolina. So that's going to probably happen anyway. We'll see if somebody trades.
It depends on
happens.
Jacksonville and the New York Jets.
Yeah, the latest rumor I heard is Cleveland may try to trade with Tennessee to move back a little bit, and then at the fifth pick, they'll end up picking their quarterback or whatever else. Cause
I mean, Miles Garrett in Tennessee. Miles Garrett.
Wow. And Miles Garrett, I meant to give you a dummy of the week. For not going on Mike and Mike.
I just heard about that.
Booger McFarland said you took plays off. Dude, you're going to be the number one draft pick in NFL. People are going to criticize you night in, night out. And you can't take criticism.
Bobby Brown. It's my prerogative.
Right.
Do what I want to do. I ain't got to come on your show and talk to you.
But it worries me a little bit that he's already got attitude of you can't criticize him.
So thin skinned.
Right.
Dudes,
he ain't done nothing yet.
Like, and his brother played in the NBA and has been around the league.
Who's his brother?
Sean Williams out of Boston College.
Oh, that's okay. Really?
So I know he's had some pro lessons. He talked about it, that he's learned some things as being a pro. But with his star power right now, if he don't want to come on your damn show, damn you.
No,
I don't want to come on your show.
No, sorry. But you, at the same time, dude, people are going to criticize you everywhere. You don't be thin-skinned, you ain't going to make it long in the NBA or NFL.
You know how you shut them all up?
You go out and play.
10-plus sacks every year, 15, 16 games every year.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Mario Williams. Right now, well, I've seen tape and what, you know, being a little bit lackadaisical. Mario was good for some years, but then, you know, he's done now after, what, 5 years in the league? So we'll see what happens.
Mario was drafted ahead of Reggie Bush, and Reggie Bush,
he was number one.
He was number one.
And Vince Young was in that draft. None of them are still in the league. Nope. Mario Williams was still surviving, so Mario was doing something right.
Well, no, he only lasted 5 years. He never met his potential, though. He was supposed to be, like, clowny-ish. I mean, he was clowny before.
Clowny is just now finding his own.
That's what I'm saying. It took him a couple years. All right, moving to NHL hockey, because I know you guys can't wait. The Blackhawks and the Preds are in the West Conference, the Blues and the Wild. I actually have the Wild facing the Penguins in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. We'll see what happens there.
That's,
hey, I watched.
That's who you picked for our picks?
I did.
Why you ain't picked Chicago and New York?
Because actually, I got the Rangers getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and losing to Pittsburgh. What are you talking about? I had the Penguins as the champions.
Why you ain't picked the Blackhawks?
Because you know they do it every other
year. This is their every other year right here this year.
The Minnesota Wild.
We changing. We picking Chicago.
We picking Chicago.
Pittsburgh has a great chance too. Like,
no,
Sid,
I got
Sid the Kid has
Minnesota.
A great chance.
I was looking at Minnesota has had a very good season. They lost game one to St. Louis though. It scares me. And I also got Edmonton going.
You know why I'm picking Chicago? Because Barry Melrose said he was going with Chicago. That's the only reason.
Didn't you do that the last 2 years? You went with Barry Melrose?
I didn't go with Barry Melrose last year. I don't know what the hell we did last year. I went with Detroit.
Well, I've got the Penguins winning. Do you guys want to weigh in whatsoever?
I'm going to go with the Blackhawks. I'm going with Chicago.
All right. And you just
Detroit, is Detroit in it? The Red Wings aren't in
Detroit's
it,
Detroit's
right?
not in it. They're for the first time in 25 years.
Any New York teams in it?
Yeah, the Rangers.
I'm going with the Rangers.
You're going with the Rangers.
I hope the Rangers win. That's my team. I hope they win. We'll see if they do. But that is NHL. That's your NHL talk. We talk about it more than Lebatard does on their show. Let's go into two words. And I'll add it. All right, you got two words. Harden says, I thought winning was the most important thing, responding to Westbrook's late run for MVP.
He's right.
Kawhi Leonard.
Don't cry. Be happy. Don't cry. Don't cry, Harden.
I'm tired of Harden getting the shaft from the NBA.
He's not getting a shaft.
He got the shaft.
That man shoot the most free throws in the league.
He
every
definitely
year.
Got the shaft last year. He didn't even make any
last
all
year
NBA
he,
teams.
Last
I
year
mean,
he
was,
got
what,
shaft.
What was that?
Last year, I agree. He got the shaft. This year, you just somebody else had a better season year. It's tough. I do.
Like
on,
the man
dude,
lost
double.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
He ran him out of there.
He ran him out of there.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin didn't want to play with him.
Kevin Durant tucked his tail up and ran.
You don't think
Kevin Durant went to ride Steph Curry's coattails?
Because he knows he can win with him. Other than
coattail ride,
he can't win a championship with Westbrook. Y'all know that.
Win a championship with Westbrook?
No.
He could have.
Weren't they up 3-1 they in the Western Conference Final last year?
And if you look,
weren't they up by double digits in Game 6?
And if you look, the person that actually shot them out of the series is Durant.
No. He shot him out of Game 6. I give Durant gets the blame for that. Game 7, it was both of them.
And if you go back to Miami series when Thunder played them, he didn't show up for that one.
No. He averaged 27 a game, shot 50% from the field.
When it mattered, what happened?
If I'm not mistaken, Magic Johnson said the same thing I was thinking the first half. The worst point guard play in the history of the NBA Finals.
Well, Russ had to grow.
He kind of still plays the same way. Out of control. And in the fourth quarter, he gets sloppy and selfish. Y'all going to see in the playoffs. Y'all going
to
see.
All right. Russ admits to assist hunting versus Suns. I was 6-25. What the blank do you want me to do?
Yeah. Your primary point guard and ball handler is shooting 25 shots. Okay.
Because he has no choice. Because the other guy that was shooting 28, 29 shots decided he had to go coattail right on the 73.
Are you really defending the guy that shoots more than anybody else in the league?
No. What I'm saying is Westbrook was doing that with Durant on his team.
No, I know. But now he's more efficient. If you actually look at his stuff this year, everything's been more efficient.
Harden's better from the field. Harden's better from three. Harden's better head-to-head. Harden's
turns
team
the
is better.
Ball over way more than Westbrook.
Westbrook's right on his tail. This is Harden's first year playing point guard. Westbrook's been playing point guard for 8 years.
And Harden also shoots 45 free throws a game. So
that's not his fault. He doesn't shoot up ill-advised, horrible shots like Westbrook.
All right, two words for Russ. I agree. What you want me to do? You should have a bad shooting. Like, you got to throw up the system.
He has a lot of them.
Superstar shakeup WWE.
Much needed. It's like a 3-week fad, and then it's back over.
Like I was saying earlier, not enough.
Not wild. Not blown away. Boston fans chant fire Bradshaw during SmackDown amid rumors of bullying Mario Rinaldi.
I've been hearing this about Bradshaw for years.
What do you expect? He's APA. They used to get paid to beat people up. Stop. If you are in the WWE and you can't take a little smack talk your way, you are in the wrong business. They've been talking trash to each other for decades. You better get over yourself. Stop being a punk.
Did you have anything?
That was it.
Two words?
Oh, for JBL.
Move. Boston fans chanting JBL.
Punk move from a punk crowd.
Stop bullying.
Yeah, because I've been hearing about this, him doing this for a while. I heard he does this a lot to people.
Tony Romo steps off bench to get in the Mavericks game, but is pulled back by Mark Cuban. Crowd boos.
Ha ha. You knew he wasn't getting in anyway.
Stop crying.
Smart move, because his ass would have got hurt.
When he got hurt.
Smart move. Minnesota Timberwolves' new logo. Did y'all see the new logo?
I saw it last night.
Howling.
Still won't change the thing. So. I'm not giving Jarvis Landry two words. Byron Sexton to SmackDown, David Otunga to Raw.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't care.
They're damn announcers. You switch one black guy for the other black guy. Good job.
David Otunga is still employed. Hall of Fame coach John Madden rips Raiders move to Vegas, leave us something here in Oakland.
He did. They did. A messed up field that you shouldn't be playing football and baseball on. Y'all can have that field all you want. There you go.
Sour grapes. 30 for 30, one and done. John Calipari is tonight.
Don't care.
You know what? I'm not interested.
Really?
No.
I'm very interested.
I love the 30 for 30s.
I can't wait to check this one.
This one, I'm like, eh. We know most of this stuff.
He don't coach for my school. I don't care about Calipari.
All right, let's go into Bon Voyage now. Oh.
I would say Bon Voyage.
All right, you guys got any Bon Voyages?
Charlie Murphy, man, passed away yesterday. One of the funniest comedians ever to me. Dave Chappelle, legend. Damn. I remember seeing an episode of the TV show Unsung with him, and I saw some interviews with him, and I'm like, man, he doesn't look, he looks different. He doesn't look good. He looks sick, and I didn't, before I knew what was going on, so.
I didn't realize he had leukemia.
Yeah, and he lost his wife in 09 for cancer, cervical cancer.
Wow.
So both, so their kids lost both their parents.
I got to meet him in person, and I mean, always had that big smile on. Didn't say much, but he was just cheesing. Like, yeah, that's Charlie Murphy. Yeah. The way he cheeses just makes me want to smile, yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be missed. You know, you take a fool, cut his eyelids off, keep taking his picture, you know, torture like that. Gusto. Y'all remember CB4?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My man Gusto.
Players Club.
Right, Players Club. Yeah. Harlem Knights.
Harlem Knights. Yeah.
Non-speaking role, but he was in there.
He was 57.
Tyree from the Mad Real World on the Chappelle Show.
Bon Voyage this week's episodes of BSS Carolina. As always, Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Pick us up on the Facebook page, the web page. You know where we at.
Absolutely. Follow us on Twitter, BSS Carolinas. For me, Kofi Kingston, a New Day out 7 weeks after being injured on Raw last week. He was actually hurt at WrestleMania. So he'll be out for a while, and then New Day will be on SmackDown. Bears cut Tracy Porter, cornerback. You lost Tracy Porter too, man.
Yeah, he isn't the one that caught that interception on Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl?
Yes, he is.
He had some good years in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I guess time. He's old.
Yeah, I guess they had to make room. I mean, I hopefully we get a corner in the draft, which I think we will.
Y'all need a new team.
Yes. Hey, yeah, but hey, he's careful.
John Fox, man. We know about John.
John run Fox with the 2 Super Bowls, baby.
Run it on 3rd and 20. Mario Ranalli not expected to return to WWE TV throughout the remainder of his contract because of the whole situation. 49ers cut Tremont Brock following domestic violence arrest. LA Kings fired GM Dean Lombardi and head coach Daryl Sutter, won 2 Stanley Cups in 2012-2014. I guess you win Stanley Cups, not good enough. Joakim Noah out 4 to 6 months after surgery, torn left rotator cuff.
He's done.
I can't see him coming
back.
Why
did the hell the Knicks gave this man 4 years and $78 million is beyond
that
me.
Was the worst contract of the summer.
He was shot before he got injured.
8-year vet James Laurinaitis announces retirement. He will be in WWE less than 2 years. In case you don't
Animal
know who
son.
He is.
Animal son, right?
He's also John Laurinaitis' nephew.
Yeah.
So he'll be in WWE.
John,
you leave NFL, you're done, you played 8 years, go WWE.
That's what Gronk's going to do.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yep. Why not? Orlando Magic fires GM Rob Hennigan after 5 seasons, never made the playoffs. This has been coming for a while.
When you traded Dwight Howard and got nothing, and you still got nothing.
Well, you not had nothing in 5 seasons, and you ain't even made it. Try to make it better. Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn separated.
Sorry.
Oman. Now he'll win a Super Bowl.
You know me, I'm always down for some Green Bay Packer pain and suffering. You know me.
And last but not least, I'm surprised you didn't mention it, the Palace at Auburn Hills.
Yes.
Last game was this past week.
Yeah, so many great memories there.
That new stadium in deep downtown. Yep.
Because you know, the Pistons were the only team in the NBA that didn't play in the city that they had actually named after. They were the only Auburn team.
What's your favorite memory of Auburn Hills?
Them winning, the 04 team winning the championship on that floor.
That's your favorite?
Well, it's one of my favorites. I mean, I got a ton of them.
You know my favorite?
Which one? The Malice at the
Palace. The Malice at the Palace, baby.
Absolutely.
Come on. Who will never forget that?
Ron Artest goes into the stands. He's fighting with the fans.
Because he wanted no parts of Ben Wallace.
No, he didn't. I don't blame him. I wouldn't want none of Ben Wallace.
Either. And Ron Artest is a big dude, too. That's the thing.
The Palace will be missed. It was one of the best, toughest road places to play back in the 90s. And
Detroit basketball.
We'll be back, baby. We'll be back.
in 2040.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding. You'll be with the Hornets. All right. Y'all got anything else?
Hornets and the Pistons will be back in the playoffs next year.
Always. Sports is life, baby.
And as always, you can catch us everywhere. Thank you for listening this week. See y'all later. Shutting shit down in the mall. It's telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call.